Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. This is Robert Woolsey. I've been sitting in all morning for Melissa Marconi-Wenzel, who is home probably chasing after her kids right now. And hope you are enjoying your day after Thanksgiving. It's kind of our food holiday, and I've got a couple of folks in this morning to talk about food, local food. Michelle Putz is here and Jennifer Carter. They are board members of the Sitka Local Food Network. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
And you've got this family garden mentoring project that you're trying to recruit families for, but I thought let's just talk about the Sitka Local Foods Network first, because I mean we've got the co-op, we've got the farmers market, we've got the Sitka Kitch. Let's place the Local Foods Network in the appropriate constellation of food organizations.
Okay, I'll try to help you do that. So Sitka Local Foods Network started about 7-8 years ago. We do the farmers market, we do education, and we grow a lot of food. Our mission is essentially to bring more locally grown and harvested food to the diets of Southeast Alaskans. So we cooperate with folks like the Sitka Food Co-op, but we are a group that is all about growing the food and getting it into your diet from a local source.
Okay. All right. And it's been working, right?
It has. We've got lots of projects going, and the garden mentoring is one of them, getting people started on learning to grow their own food so they can be more sustainable and take care of themselves.
All right. And in addition to and mentoring involves classroom instruction too, and that's sort of where you come in, Jennifer, right?
Yes. The mentor program is an unusual program in that we actually come out to your space, your yard, whether you're a renter with permission from your landlord or you own your own property. We assess the property for best location. The garden, the beds are built right on your property. And the two-year program consists of getting you acclimated to the information you'd need to know to start your first garden, starting with the first four crops, which are the easiest. We call them the no-fail, great and Sitka crops, addressing all the problems that you might run into, preparing that soil, and leading you through harvest, through the gardening year, and into that second year where we introduce some more challenging crops. And because we're working on your site, you're not going to a classroom somewhere else, we can actually tailor the lessons to what's going on in your garden that week, whether you've got some slugs visiting or some other pest.
And then we've also learned to just keep it as simple as possible. It's really easy when you start something to like try to go in whole hog and like try too many things. So that's why we keep it to really the simplest vegetables that almost always work. We try to keep it to one bed, just, you know, keep it small, keep it simple, do things as low cost as we can. And it is a free program. So we invite these families to sign up. And we actually bring the soil. We bring the wood to build the planter. They learn how to do it, and then they do it themselves. But it's a great thing for somebody who's just, you know, wanting to try for the first time or has tried once and done terribly.
Well, you, Michelle, you visibly rolled your eyes when Jennifer said no-fail crops, because even under the best circumstances in Southeast Alaska, things can go wrong.
Oh, right? Yeah. Always.
We had challenges with dirt this year, so it's great to have a mentor with you, because one, they can help you to get through that challenge, but two, they're just a person to talk to and go, oh, I am not the only one who's having trouble. Sometimes when you think you're on your own and it doesn't work, it's like, what did I do wrong? Well, sometimes, you know, it's nice to have that helper there and that person supporting you to get you through.
Okay. A couple things come to mind. So how do I know if I'm a candidate to be mentored by the Family Garden Mentoring Program, and why 2 years? Am I really committing to having people come around my house for 2 years? I mean, gardening seems like it ought to be easier than that, but
well, so we really ask people to commit to a one year time frame and ask them if they'd like to join potentially for 2 years. And the way that we pretty much decide this, we need people to give us their name, their phone number, their location. If the location just doesn't have any sun, there have been times when we've just not been able to pick a family for that reason. But really, we need them to be first-time gardeners. They may have, as long as they have completely failed before, and then they're still first-time gardeners in our mind. So if they even either haven't tried it or they want to try it again because they just couldn't get anything to grow. So that's really the main thing. But then we ask, can you commit to that full year? Are you okay with others coming to classes at your house? Because we often invite the community to participate, because when you're a first-time gardener, it's just nice to have other people there and learn and let them learn with you. And then we also ask about how many people in the family. We're trying to really teach adults and kids and have them all carry it through as a lifetime activity. So that's kind of why the 2 years, because it's something we want people to keep carrying through. And once you actually learn those first simple ones, it's nice to then move on and have more variety. Like carrots, everybody in Sitka loves carrots when they're grown, but they're a lot more challenging than anybody thinks. So it's nice to move into those in the second year. And if you succeed greatly, it's great. If you don't, you can learn from whatever's going on. So,
okay. And the mentoring program has been going on for 3 years now. Sitka Local Foods Network has been around for 7. We've been talking about failure, but Jennifer, there have been some successes. I mean, it has taken root, so to speak, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's really a glorious thing to be able to go out to people's homes and they've got their kids in the yards and they're pulling up potatoes or harvesting kale. I've been really impressed that lots of kids in Sitka love kale. I'm very pleased. We've documented as we've gone along. This last year was funded in great part by a grant from First Bank. So we did document as we went along. And even with the challenges, I think, you know, we had to test the soil in a couple of beds to see if there were deficiencies, which that's the beauty of not going to an offsite class. When we're coming to your actual property, we can address the specific needs in your specific bed, not generalize. But even with those challenges, we saw really beautiful vegetables coming out of people's gardens. And people were really tickled that they could serve this stuff to their family.
Lettuce, kale. Let's see. If you want the easiest vegetables in Sitka, lettuce, kale, potatoes. And then we also start everybody with rhubarb.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Rhubarb. Yeah.
Rhubarb.
Yeah.
Like it. I guess this is kind of a dumb question, but you mentioned that you come and the local foods network helps you build beds at your house. Where do you get dirt in Sitka? Where does all this stuff come from?
You know, some of it we have been lucky enough to get local construction companies. As they're doing some land development, they've been bringing dirt down to behind Blatchley Middle School that we use and that we give away to individuals. Some of it we buy. Some of it we have the families go out and collect their own, you know, seaweed off of the beach when it's been thrown up on the shore and other things. So we try to get everybody to kick in some. So we use the grant to help pay for some of the materials, and some of them we get donated or collected ourselves.
All right. And I am not much of a gardener myself. I'm a composter. We're not going to go there.
We'll not today.
Not today. But, you know, I have heard Molly and Kitty on the Garden Show on Raven Radio talk a lot about soil amendments and stuff. And what is the biggest problem, Jennifer, with our soil? Is it just we have so much rain that a lot of essential minerals tend to leach out of it?
That's part of it. But I think if you start even earlier, many people don't have access to surplus soil. So most of us build our own soil from compost and other ingredients to begin with. And once we have that soil there, yes, we are under constant leaching of nutrients through lots and lots of rain, which is why some of us use, you know, row cover.
And I think one of the things that we teach everyone is something that I'm trying to think of her name. Florence Welsh says, mm-hmm. You need a third something like soil, mm-hmm. a third something like compost, so that vegetative material, and you need a third sand. So we always purchase quite a lot of sand from Sitka Ready Mix in buckets.
Okay, yeah, and Florence Welch would know what she's talking
about. Right, if
yeah.
you've ever seen her garden, you know that things can grow pretty amazingly eventually.
All right, so quickly, how do people get in touch with you if they want to participate in the mentoring program? Then we're going to find out what else is going on with the...
So if anyone's interested in becoming a mentoring family, they would call me, Michelle, at 747-2708. So 747-2708.
All right. And now is the time.
Yeah.
Right? Even though
yeah.
it's November.
We're recruiting now because we will start to go to those families, get some ideas, and we start really early. We'll start February, March with this
building
program.
The beds, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, we're still looking for funding, so we're hoping for the best there.
Because that's when you have to like get your starts and stuff going. And I know it's crazy. We just passed Thanksgiving, but in my mind, it's almost like spring is just around the corner. I mean, the daylight's going to start getting longer.
See, you're talking like a gardener.
Yeah. In December, you know, the days start getting longer, and then you have to start thinking
well,
about
it. Well, you know, especially with this, when you're trying to find a new spot for a new garden, you want to make sure that you know where it's going to be, and you want to get your dirt started really early.
Yeah, planning is really key to doing it well.
Okay. And so what else is the Sitka Local Foods Network up to briefly?
Well, we wanted to put a plug in for two other educational programs we have going because, you know, maybe if the mentoring is not perfect for your situation, we will, of course, this coming spring have a full calendar of free classes. Some are on-site, some are off-site. That are all gardening related, and they go roughly chronologically with a gardening year from classes on picking the right seeds for your garden in Sitka all the way to subject specific like composting and we'll have guest teachers coming in teaching some of those classes. And then a third program, which is new this year, which we just received a United Way grant for, which we're super excited about, is going to be an education garden that is on site in the courtyard at Baranoff Elementary School. And this program is going to have a curriculum that is taught to children after school, is one component, and they will garden through the gardening year on site in that education garden. But it will also be a site where adults and people in the community can come out and garden through the gardening year in a set curriculum that we go through all the stages of growing a vegetable garden. So maybe you don't have a vegetable garden space in your property yet, or maybe you can't make it out to some of those evening classes, but we're going to have this on-site every 2 weeks once it gets going.
In other words, there's no excuse.
Yes, we're totally adapting to everybody's needs.
If you're thinking local food, jump in.
All right. Michelle Putz and Jennifer Carter are our board members of the Sitka Local Foods Network. We've been talking about the Family Garden Mentoring Program and some other things happening with the Local Foods Network. If you want to know more, give Michelle a call at 747-2708. Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.